WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorneys for Donald Trump say he is unable to pay the nearly $500 million bond in the civil fraud trial while he appeals. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky says New York's attorney general now starting the process so it can seize Trump's asset in Westchester County, north of New York City, if necessary.
She could take some of the revenue from the golf course that it generates and steer it towards state coffers to help pay off the judgment should Trump lose his appeal. And these are steps that she's going to be doing as soon as Monday if Trump fails to secure the bond.
Apple vowing to fight the antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department in 16 states. The tech giant accused of creating a monopoly with its smartphone. Secretary of State Antony Blinken holding meetings in Egypt today, signaling the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A woman has died and a man received non-life-threatening injuries following a crash that happened Wednesday in Dodge County. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, the crash happened on State Highway 16 and 60 near O'Connor Road in the town of Elba. The Sheriff's Office received 911 calls around 7:48 in the morning of a two-vehicle crash. According to authorities, the initial investigation shows that the 22-year-old Watertown woman's vehicle was traveling on State Highway 16 and 60 and crossed over the center line and then collided head-on with a 60-year-old Partyville man's vehicle. The woman was taken out of the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The man was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. There were no other occupants in either of the vehicles. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see snow developing tonight, 1 to 3 inches by early Friday morning as lows drop to the upper 20s. Winter weather advisory in effect. Snow continues for the first half of Friday, another couple of inches. We'll see highs in the afternoon to the upper 30s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. It's 33 at our studios.
99.7.
Find us.
99.7 Max FM kicking off another 50-minute music hour right here. It's Aaron. Boy, were we in faux spring the last couple of weeks? What's going on here? Officially, the first week is spring, and of course, we're going to have another snowstorm. Winter weather advisory in effect starting at 1 a.m., 3 to 7 inches by the time it's all said and done around the noon hour tomorrow.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melody. To me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Sports. Tyler Kolek will return to the Marquette lineup when they square off against Western Kentucky tomorrow afternoon in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kolek missed six games with an oblique injury, but Coach Shaka Smart does not believe there will be any kind of minutes restriction on Kolek tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Badgers going tomorrow night in Brooklyn against James Madison. Point guard Chucky Hepburn said he is looking for the Badgers to make a deep run in the tournament and are not just happy to be there. Bucks fell to Boston 122-119 last night in Boston. Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't even make the trip, dealing with a hamstring injury. Bucks back home tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets at Fiserv. The Brewers facing the Giants in Cactus League action this afternoon, opening day in New York just a week away. The Badger women's hockey team facing Colgate tomorrow night at the NCAA Frozen Four semifinals. Winner heads to the championship game on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Silver screen and all it said.
You're gone.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We were just getting ready for the snowstorm today. We also have basketball in full swing. How's your bracket doing so far? I entered in a last-minute third bracket.
Max FM Sports.
10:45 this morning. I felt guilty because I had a friend join my pool, and so I joined his. I don't know. I'm in a work one. I mean, I can't keep up with these things. It kind of feels like I'm in like a spaceship. I got my brackets all over. I've got the monitors, the TVs on. Little nerdy moment today. Wisconsin playing tomorrow night in their first round game. So we'll be watching closely there. And of course, we're going to be waking up tomorrow morning to some snowfall. I hate to break it to you. It's going to be a snowy-ish weekend. And hopefully it all melts by the time we get to Monday, where we'll start to warm up. All right. Some more positive news on the way. It's Aaron. A 50-minute music hour continues next with The Knack on Max FM.